This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Large internet service providers now have to post a so-called broadband nutrition label online and in stores to give consumers a snapshot of all the charges and performance data for their plans. The new requirement from the Federal Communications Commission went into effect yesterday and could make it easier to compare as in shop for broadband service. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Cable companies often have a lot of fine print. Promotional prices that evaporate, maximum speeds that aren't always available, or an assortment of obscurely named fees.
They're all like $1 or $2 each, but when there's 8 of them, that kind of adds up.
Justin Brookman directs technology policy at Consumer Reports, which has studied cable bills.
We have found that people were often very confused about what they're paying for and getting, and they're often surprised by how much they're being charged.
The new broadband nutrition labels look a lot like food ones, but track fiber, speed, or added fees. Professor Lori Craner studies consumer label design at Carnegie Mellon. She says consumers don't always know how to interpret these figures.
Don't just give me numbers. Tell me, how good is this if I want to play video games, if I want to stream movies?
The labels also only have to be displayed at the point of sale, so once you're a customer, they could take a few extra clicks to find. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.